You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 17, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. TNT.
Yeah.
I got a little wholesome fact to start the show today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, starting off on a different foot.
Yeah, starting off on a different foot. You know Mr. Rogers, right? Mr. Fred Rogers?
Please don't ruin this for me.
I told you this was wholesome. This isn't,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, he's like the one guy.
I actually have a point about that. Okay. Yeah. No, but in 1996, he flew out to the Crayola factory in Easton, Pennsylvania. He poured the 100 billionth Crayola crayon.
That is not a word.
100 billionth?
Oh, I thought you said billionth.
No, no. 100 billionth crayon.
100 billionth. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Like, not the 1 billionth, the 100th. 1 billion. So the 100th time they've hit 1 billion grams.
All right.
What did I say? 1/10 of a second?
Yeah, 1/10 of a second. Anyway, so that's cool. Yeah, good, man.
It was a special
edition. He deserves
color.
That honor.
Yeah, it was a special edition color called Blue Ribbon. Because, you know, he likes Pabst.
I was refraining from it, but go ahead.
It says that his personal copy of the crayon is in the Fred Rogers archive. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm you know what's bothering me?
What's that?
Is that you haven't told me what color it is.
Blue Ribbon?
That's the name of the color?
Yeah, it's a special color. I mean, what color would Blue Ribbon be? Blue? I mean, blue is in the name.
Okay, yeah.
It's Blue Ribbon, it's red. Ha ha, it's scarlet.
I guess that makes sense.
Yes.
I'm sorry, listeners.
You're fucked up. It's okay.
Blue Ribbon.
I wish I had. I don't know what an archive is. I wish I had a Jonas archive, though.
What would it be like? It would fucking
be,
like.
It'd be like sad clown paintings and use rubbers.
Use rubbers that were never used for sex.
No, masturbation rubbers.
Wait,
isn't that how you do it?
Explain.
That's not how you do it.
You got to put it on at least 45 minutes
before
sex. Yeah, you
put it
sex.
On, then you go out with the girl, and then you... No, man, but, like, what would be in this archive? Is it, like, his hair in a shoebox?
I'm assuming that it's probably props from the show.
His sweaters?
Yeah.
He never put on the green sweater, dude. I always wanted him to wear the green sweater.
He always wore the blue one.
Fucking son of a Blue Ribbon. But, no, seriously, like you said, it's... Nowadays, all this shit is coming out about famous people, about
everybody.
How pieces of shit, like whether they're child molesters or rapists or whatever.
Everybody's
you
got
never
skeletons.
Hear one person say one bad thing about
and
Fred Rogers.
I swear to God, whoever says it, I'm coming to your fucking house.
But what if you, like, raped him? What if you, like, Cosby'd him?
No, not Mr. Rogers.
I mean, there's
right?
a Cosby sweater, there's a
don't
Rogers sweater.
Don't give a fuck about Bill Cosby. He's funny, huh? We're talking about Mr. Rogers. That's my fucking childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my parents' childhood.
Yeah.
Because
they're not millennials like you.
I've never heard of that show.
But yeah, man. I thought that was pretty interesting. He poured the 100 billionth crayon. I wonder, it's like 22 years later. I wonder, like, how many crayons they've done now. Probably none because nobody does anything with art anymore.
I'm really surprised that it took them this long to get to 1 billion.
Well, it's 96.
100 billionth?
I mean, so they're probably at 200 billion.
Yeah.
I would think.
All right, cool.
Guesstimation. Anyways, I want to start off on a different foot today, even though we did talk about condom masturbation.
Were you a Mr. Rogers guy?
I watched it some. I wasn't like a huge Mr. Rogers guy.
You're a Rogers boy?
No. I was a G.I. Joe guy. Thundercats.
G.I. Joe. Okay, so you don't remember any of the characters from Mr. Rogers?
He had the little puppets.
Yeah.
The king and the queen.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else, though. There was, the mailman, Mr. McFeely. I only knew that because of the Bloodhound Gang song about All Your Friends Are Make-Believe, that song?
Yeah,
they talk about Knock Knock Mr. Rogers, it's
McFeely. King Friday was the king.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jesus, you know a lot about Mr. Rogers.
A little bit, man, a little bit.
You know. All right, everybody, now that we had a wholesome moment together, the rest of the show is not fucking like that. Enjoy the show, everybody. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I am your host, and I am here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's going on, Jonas?
Oh man, you know, hanging out, providing some quality content for all these listeners to enjoy at their house, or their gym, or their work, or their car.
Yeah, or with their family.
Oh, I know grandmas are a big demographic for us.
What the fuck?
We talk about it a lot on the Twitter.
We do.
Yeah, so you know, everybody, if you show this show to your grandma, you'd be surprised how many grandmas agree the Crazy Town is the number one podcast of the planet. Ask eight grandmas.
Nobody thinks that.
What do they say about toothpaste? 8 out of 10 dentists recommend.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
9 out of 10 grandmas recommend the Crazy Town Podcast. Ask yours today.
You've only talked to 9 grandmas.
I have?
And they were all yours.
Wow, that's a lot of grandmas.
You're only allowed how many grandmas? 2, I guess, huh? Yeah. Or maybe 4, if, you know what I mean, we're in progressive times. So, yeah, I guess you could have up to 4 grandmas is how many you
can have. Yeah, you can have up to 4 grandmas.
Oh, wait, step-grandmas, do they count?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you can have real grandmas, step-grandmas.
You could have 9 grandmas then.
How are you getting that?
What?
You have your own grandparents.
Yes. And then you have your mother's grand. Your
mother's if your parents divorce and remarry.
Exactly.
Oh, then you have 8 grandparents.
Godparents, god grandparents.
God. Holy shit. Yeah. Anyways, welcome to the show today, everyone. We are so glad that you decided to join us.
We went down that tangent for way too long.
Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. It has all the podcasts. It also has our gaming videos. Check them out if you're into games at all. They are very good. They're the best thing you're ever going to watch in your life.
I agree.
Yeah, you know.
I agree.
Twitter, the Crazy Town Pod and Crazy Town Media. Our 2 accounts. One is about the podcast only. The other one is about everything to do with our gaming channel and our podcast. And the cornucopia, continuous information, thecrazytown.com. TNT.
What?
How's your week?
Yeah, it was all right. Worked, you know. It was fun.
We're working now. You always say you work.
This is a labor of love, man. You'd never work a day in your life if you love what you do.
Well, yeah, you know. I hear you. We have a show today planned. It's going to be one. Number 17 of season 2.
Okay.
Number 40-something. 3-ish. That's a special edition.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Number 43-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So we don't have any guests. We don't have any RU Urbans. We don't have any interviews.
Just me and you.
Just talking. Oh,
jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, you hear you have my rum and Coke right now. Tingle, tingle, tingle.
What is tingle, tingle,
that's
tingle?
That's me being professional.
Tingle, tingle, tingle.
Tingle,
you?
Tinkle, tinkle.
What? That's the sound of the ice? I peed
myself. No, it was, the ice clanging in my glass.
You should just put it up to the mic.
I did, but I was talking, so you can hear it. I did sip on it very dramatically, though.
It looks delicious.
It's a highball.
I was talking about your dick. But okay.
Wow. So hey guys.
What are we talking about today?
We got some stories about, you know, some people at sea, some dating sites, some neighbors, some psychology techniques, and, you know, maybe some other stuff if we have enough time.
Okay. You said people at sea?
Well, it's involving people at sea, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But before we get to any of that.
Sea of Thieves was an awful game.
I heard that it was like 10% done.
Mm,
well, I mean, like probably 25 because there was like graphics.
Pretty
I heard the water in it was really nice.
And sailing mechanics, solid.
They fucking like reinvented the wheel when it comes to sailing.
Solid.
But you know how many games involve sailing?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
We sound like the biggest dorks ever.
Can't win them all.
Can't, no.
No. I mean, they want a lot of money, I bet.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, this game's coming out, throwing money at the screen. If you reference what that's from.
Destiny. I don't know. Destiny. See, you did one.
Destiny 1, when they had that throw money at the screen interview.
Oh.
He was like, oh, yeah, they'll just throw money at the screen. Yeah, yeah, that was, oops, that was a bad choice of words. Anyways, before we get rolling into all these awesome stories to make your heart subcockles warm with all the blood pumping through, are you ready to drop some knowledge on these fine young ladies and gentlemen?
I thought you were going to say these fine young whores.
Wow.
You always call them hoes. Hoes is a short for whores, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
I thought I was talking about gardening tools.
Dude, it's fucking missing one letter.
No, it's missing two. The okay, H and the
two.
R.
Okay, fine. So
I thought I was talking about gardening. Like, drop knowledge
today's
on the hose.
Word.
gonna ruin my...
Gardening hose.
Garden hose.
Utilities, fine gardening utensils. Today's word is a solitudinarian.
Ooh, can you spell that?
Solitudinarian. S-O-L-I-T-U-D-I-N. Fuck you. All right, it is a solitudinarian is a person who seeks solitude, also referred to as a recluse.
Is that,
Yeah, go ahead. Make the joke. I'm ready for it. I already figured it was coming. Make
is
it.
Is that you?
Yeah. Oh, good one.
Get it. He lives in a cave, everybody. We talk about how.
Yeah, I am quite a solitudinarian. I just like to chill by myself, man.
I'm the anti-solitudinarian.
Well, you are forced into solitude by the nature of all the work that you put into the podcast.
Yeah. You know, I lock myself in my ivory tower and I just work away hoping that Rapunzel will come and save me. Oh, wait. I was Rapunzel. Hoping that a man will come and climb my hair.
I'm not saving you.
I need to really grow my hair out so I can have somebody save me from my ivory tower.
Are your pubes longer than the hair on your head?
No.
Why are you answering that?
I'm not going full scale fucking rhododendron bush.
No. Never mind. You know what? Let's just get on to
wow,
the
your hair's
top.
Not short either. Pull your pants down. It's like, poof, like a hedge pops out.
I'll show you after the show if you want to see.
I'm all right with that. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
We're going to get right into some stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of white lobster?
Sounds delicious.
Some people will think it is. It's the Mosquito Coast, which is in Nicaragua, between Honduras and Costa Rica in Central America. It is the eastern coast. It's the coastline of the Caribbean Sea. It's south of Cuba.
Yes, I've seen Narcos. So,
yeah. Oh, have you? Have you been there?
I haven't. What is the show?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
I went to Narcos.
I know all about this area now.
So, do you? Well, you might as well be a cartographer. Cartographer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he'll be mapping out shit that's already mapped.
I can do that now.
Yeah. So it's a pretty isolated place. It's desolate.
Sure.
They used to have huts and things, mud huts, things like that. It's until they started finding white lobster.
What is white lobster?
Because they found the white lobster, they have...
What is a white lobster?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Now that they found the white lobster, their houses are now... They have now brick houses and mansions and satellite dishes. Now instead of these huts. So what is so special about white lobster?
No, what is a white lobster? What is it? Is this a white lobster?
That's what they call the Colombian cocaine.
That's what I'm thinking, dude. Because you're like, I don't know what a white lobster is.
That's what it is.
It's just a white lobster.
No, it's Colombian cocaine. I'm not joking. I wasn't joking about that.
Facepalm's so hard. You can't see it, but they call it
white lobster. What happens is...
Okay, fine.
What happens is the Colombian drug cartels that are smuggling the drugs, they encounter like law enforcement on the sea, and they throw the cocaine overboard into the water, which then washes up on the shore in Nicaragua on the Mosquito Coast, and then they take it and they sell it, and now they have like now they're rich because so much cocaine has washed up on the shore. It comes in big bales of cocaine, and they refer to it as white lobster because it is very white, and now they're all fucking junkies, and they're all like.
I like how you approach the story with the hinting of you ever heard of white lobster, man? Delicacy, you know. Like
I didn't say anything about.
Delicacy. I mean, when I'm thinking white lobster, I'm like,
ooh, that sounds rare. Yeah, I've never seen a white lobster.
Very, very sneaky, Jonas.
I tried to, sneaky. I was trying to drop some knowledge on you.
No, you're sneaky,
and I did.
Sneaky guy. So these guys are just finding cocaine, and nobody's coming to claim it. I mean, we know where.
But it's how do the drug dealers know where it goes? It could wash up any like they it,
just as
it.
Easy as you look the information up on fucking Google. You think these guys don't have an S6?
Now they have the news story, so they're like, "Oh, the Mosquito Coast. That's where all of our cocaine's. Everyone's gonna be murdered tomorrow, Monday morning. Everyone on the
you
entire.
You broke the news.
I broke it.
You broke the news. One of those drug dealers is listening right now. You just got everybody on the Mosquito Coast off of Nicaragua fucking murdered. Wow. Good job.
Wow.
Wow. I'm done. I'm leaving.
I'm hosting that on my resume.
I don't want to be a murderer.
I murdered. I contributed to the murders of a whole village. by talking about the White Lobster?
Yes, I've taken part in genocide before.
Yeah,
yes.
One time, you know, one time. It was real easy, you know. So what would you do if you found a bunch of cocaine on the beach?
I wouldn't know what to do with that shit.
I would probably end up selling it for way less than it's worth.
Yeah.
I'd be oh, this must be worth $10. It's like
honestly,
$1 million.
We are in Austin, Texas. It wouldn't be that hard.
Oh, we can get rid
you
of
could just like fucking tie up like a Ziploc bag the size of a golf ball be like $100.
Right. And some, yeah.
And everybody.
Every college girl in town would be.
You'd start a bidding war.
Well, how many times have we been out and someone come up and asked us for cocaine?
They ask you more than me. But
why
do
I look like a cocaine guy?
You kind of look like a cocaine guy.
I am not a cocaine guy.
You look like a cocaine guy.
I have no
guy.
Problem saying, with all honesty, I've never done cocaine in my life.
I know.
I probably, have I ever even seen it before? I don't. I think I've seen it before.
I bought it for a girl once.
For it? Did you?
For her birthday? Yeah.
Oh wow, that's a nice present. Look at you. I have seen it before, but like I've never had any intent to do it. But like I've had, yeah. Since you've come down here, we've hung out. It was a couple times that girls come up and be like, "Y'all know where I'm getting White Pony." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got White Pony in my pants. I got some White Snake with underwear sauce. If you know what I mean, girl.
If somebody came up to me and asked me for a White Pony, I'm gonna punch them in the face.
You bought the Deftones CD from 1999. Like I happen to have a copy in my back pocket.
I don't care if it's a woman. I will Chris Brown the shit out of that bitch. Wow. You told me we have to motherfucking. Wow. I knew you were gonna say that.
Pull out the Chris
no
Brown.
More PC
is
dynamite.
That, is that an adjective?
No
now?
More PC
I'm gonna
dynamite.
Chris Browner. It's like a Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, man.
Yeah, I went
Speaking
there.
Of Chris Brown, if you guys haven't seen that Little Dicky fucking Freaky Friday video. Yeah.
It's pretty good, man.
Go check it
out.
It's
funny. It's funny for all ages. It transcends race.
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay.
Bus full of college girls.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, right? TNT.
What's going on?
Have you ever used a dating site before?
Absolutely.
Are you talking just Tinder or like a real dating
what
site?
What the fuck? You just put me on Tinder immediately?
You seem like
That's
a
guy. Like the worst one. I'm surprised you didn't fucking say Grindr.
I know you're
on I mean, not just Grindr, TNT.
Not just Grindr, dude.
Yes, I have used, I use Plenty of Fish, the free one.
I've used that before. And OkCupid, I think, too.
They're
the same. They're both free. They're both trash. But, I mean.
You do me, bitches.
All right. I think I've told you my theory about these free dating sites. Have I not?
The theory behind them?
Theory I have about them?
I don't know. Why don't you explain it to the listeners?
I'll explain it to the listeners. My theory on this, especially with the free ones, is that. Not most, but I think they have a good amount of fake profiles that I've always said that I thought were, whether it's people working at the site, whatever, that intrigue you to do things on the site that cost money. Cause even on Plenty of Fish, it's free, but if you get like a match, you can't see who wanted to match with you unless you either match them to or you're a gold member, which costs however much money.
Yeah, that's true.
Or people will send, like, they'll send you message, like, you can't see if your messages are sent, or sometimes on some sites you have to, like, pay to read messages, things like that.
Yeah.
And I think they have accounts that send you messages with, like, a fake hot chick picture, getting you to go, oh my God, this hot chick wants to talk to me. Let me pay the $10 or whatever it is for the monthly membership so I can see what she wants to say. Then it's just, like, a fake profile or whatever.
Positive singles.
Right. What? What's that?
Somebody got that.
Okay, I got you. So there was a site in China. It was mobile apps associated with 21 companies, different companies, and they ended up arresting 600 people because they had women on the site that were bots. And the bots were messaging people, getting them to come to the site and spend money. So they were defrauding the legit users of the site by having bot women message them back and forth, ask them for like presence on the site and like
farmers only.
Right. Whatever, you know, all that sort of shit. So basically exactly what I thought was happening is happening in China. I mean, so I bet it's happening in the US.
I could
too.
See that. Yeah.
So basically
some of the pictures you see, the profile pictures, and you start scrolling through, they look like fucking plants.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, like why is this bitch with like a model shoot photo on Plenty of Fish saying, oh, hey, I'm just looking for the right guy. Is he out there? Yeah, the one day I was on there, I saw fucking somebody had a picture of Lexi Bell, the porn star. Like, and I'm like, you know, yeah. But you know, some people don't know who she is, and they're just like, oh, this hot chick wants to talk to me. Hey, what's your name? Or my favorite is like they're like, it's like, yeah, it looks like a model picture, and you click on the profile, and it's like, I'm also at freshpussy.com. Look me up on there. And they're like,
they're cam girls. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of cam girls that do that shit too.
Yeah, they'll That's be crazy. On Plenty of Fish and say, come see me at Chat Roulette or whatever.
And the only girls you ever get off of there are like fucking Roberta. She's like fucking 34 year old mother of six, half her head is shaved.
Why is half her head shaved? Oh,
this is the breed of woman that you get off of there.
The burrito?
The breed of women.
Oh, I thought you said the burrito. I was like, there's burritos on there just hanging out doing shit.
Yeah, but if you see TNT Dynamite on your What Plenty of Fish, hit me up.
Yeah, I'd be like, what up, girl? I mean, wait, what up, guy?
I'll give you a crazy town compound special tour.
Yeah, the special tour. Mattress payments. Wait. That doesn't make sense.
No?
No. It doesn't. Really. No, they're not paying you for anything. You can pay them with a mattress.
No, they got to pay me.
They got to pay.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a gigolo now. It's pretty close to a juggalo. Are you a juggalo?
That hurts my heart.
Anyways.
You ruined Gigolo for me for life.
Gigolo, just a gigolo. So anyways, the reason that this was found out was a user made a complaint about the site when a user messaged him about something to pay for a porn video. And then when he did it, the porn video didn't exist. So he got fucking all butthurt because his porn wasn't there when he paid for it.
He didn't go to her mini vids page?
Yeah. She was like, join the site. I'm here. Come. And then he's like, wait, I can't find your profile. Wait, she blocked me. I can't. Oh, wow. How did that work?
Dirty.
Just need your credit card. Give me your phone number. Dirty. Any of it. What's your social? I'll find you on there.
Right. Yeah. I would go to her Chatterbait page and curse her out.
Wow.
So hard.
You would make her pay.
I would.
So, okay. So that's how they found out that they were cheating and defrauding the users. Dude, we should start a dating site. Crazy Town dating site. It could just be like DTF.
Just the Crazy Town listeners.
No. Probably just like,
just a bunch of like dudes there.
It's like a high school dance. There's like. But,
No, I'm sure there's some.
It's our dating site, but
there.
You can make like one that's just like DTF only. It literally, there's no profile. It's just a picture. And you like say, do you want to fuck? Yes or no? And if both people say yes, then they just get together and fuck. There's
it's
no
essentially
questions.
What Tinder is, though.
Kind of, yeah, I guess. I mean, they try to make it like it's not.
Yeah, and women and dudes always have to play the same game.
Hey, that's professionalism at its finest.
Sorry.
Speaker, I'm mute. Yeah.
Turn it off.
Wow, that's good.
New Jersey.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I don't think it will work. I don't think
a fuck site?
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, that works.
Oh, I gotcha.
But I don't think us hosting one is going
to work. I'm not going to host one. Where are you coming up with that idea from?
You're the one who said we should make a fucking dating website.
I don't think that's what I said.
It is what
no,
you said.
I'm trying. What was that? Gaslighting?
You're gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Me?
That's not just what happened, TNT. I don't
These
know where
aren't the droids you were looking for.
When your
for.
Crazy thoughts had come up with a dating site.
There he goes, TNT.
Yeah, talking about dating sites and
stuff. Hairbrain schemes.
Okay. Have you ever been drunk?
I'm drunk right now, man.
Are you drunk right now?
Yeah, a little bit. There you go. Let him hear it.
Been drinking a little bit too.
That sweet nectar going down your throat.
It's a nectar. Ooh, that sounds gross. Sweet nectar going down my throat.
What about?
Have you ever been so drunk you stumbled to the wrong home?
I've never been that drunk. No.
Me neither, dude. I don't think I can get that drunk. I mean, I've been pretty fucked up, yeah. But like that, I couldn't know that I'm not at my house.
Right.
That's weird.
What's
so
the
a guy from Missouri or Florida named Michael G. Augustine. He did just that. He gets fucked up, starts going home, he goes to the wrong house. He doesn't know it's the wrong house.
The door was unlocked.
No, the door was locked.
Okay.
He starts pounding on the door, trying to get in.
Naturally, you gotta get in your house.
And so the guy who lives there opens the fucking door and is like, what the fuck's going on, bro? Well, Augustine thought it was his home and that guy was an intruder in his house, so he started attacking him. He even called 911 and told them he had the intruder in a chokehold at his house. gave him his address. The cops show up to Michael G. Augustine's house. There's nobody at the house because he's not at home. He's at this other guy's house. So when the police drive down the block, they find him that he has the guy, and the neighbor is now dead. He choked him the fuck out till he died.
Get the fuck out of here.
So he went to the wrong house drunk, thought the guy was breaking into his house when he was really breaking into someone else's house, essentially.
Wow.
The guy answers the door. He chokes him the fuck out, calls 911, kills him before the cops get there.
Wow. It could have just been like a funny story, and then it could have just been a charge.
Right, right. You know,
throw him in a drunk tank.
Criminal mischief or some shit.
Yeah, he's going to pay a fine, and now it's a murder.
So now he didn't end up getting murder. He got involuntary manslaughter. Because I guess...
Yeah, murder has to be like...
All the evidence points that he really thought he was at home. Because even when he called 911, he said he gave his own address, even though he wasn't at home. And so this was either the dumbest man ever, or he was genius. Because... He
was a genius for murdering a guy.
He wanted to kill him, but he did it all the right way. He got drunk, went to the wrong house, in quotes,
Jonas.
Started choking the dude out, calls 911, hey, come to my house, I got the intruder. Meanwhile, he's like, what?
He got manslaughter.
Yeah, but that's not as bad as murder.
How many years did he do?
It didn't say.
It didn't say?
He got off. I don't know.
That's not pertinent information.
Who's pertinent?
How many years he got?
It didn't say. It just said that he got charged with
involvement. He got some fucking years, dude. Manslaughter ain't no fucking, like, community service for beating or whatever the fuck it was.
What the guy with the surgeon branding? What did he get? Yeah, he beat it up.
He beat up the vagina. the liver. He beat up the liver. Jesus.
He beat up the vagina. Yeah.
It's too much rap music. But yeah, dude, that's a serious charge anyway. I don't know.
So maybe it wasn't too
involuntary serious. Manslaughter?
It was involuntary. He didn't do it on purpose.
That's not as bad as murder.
He just put him in a headlock and choked him out till he died.
He broke into his house.
He didn't like hands around the neck.
Thumb in the eye. He should have got death.
Death?
Absolutely. He got so drunk that he broke into somebody's house and killed them.
He didn't break in. The guy opened the door.
The guy opened the door, and then he attacked him at his door.
Right.
He killed the man.
He did.
He should have gotten life. Involuntary manslaughter. Get the fuck out of
here. I think that's a great point. I think any crime that happens when you're drunk, if you get so drunk you can't control yourself and you murder somebody in any way, shape, or form, you should go to jail forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
And if you go 5 miles over the speed limit... You go to jail forever. Cut your dick off.
Yeah. You get caught with drugs. You get caught with drugs. Cut your dick off.
Exactly.
Castrate you.
Yep.
Well, on that happy note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this short break on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
Yep.
How was the break for you, man?
Made a drink. Hit the old John.
The old Jim. Hit the gym. Got a couple squat thrusts
in. Hit this dude named Jim that I met.
Mm.
Yeah.
I made a new drink as well. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to talk about sneaky psychology techniques that companies use to sell you products.
Ooh.
You ever heard of those?
Like subliminal shit?
Yeah, like when they subliminally put shit right in your mouth.
Do you have the Wendy's one on there?
No, this is like actual techniques, not like examples of like Wendy's using whatever.
Okay.
It says that marketers have mastered the art of using psychology against you.
Mm-hmm.
They exploit your vulnerability to different styles of propaganda. Facebook. Facebook is going to be my devil from here on out. It always has been the devil, but companies can trick you into buying more stuff and paying more for it than you ever would. And they have 9 techniques in this article that were touched on. So basically, the first one is called priming. Wow. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have done a little of this in my day.
What's your primer?
I like 7. Prime. Did you get that one? That was so corny.
Prime numbers, huh? I like 111 myself.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like 3 ones in a row. It reminds me of 3 sticks.
What does that mean? Are you talking about like sticks of reefer? Reefer sticks?
Whoa.
Are you smoking reefer sticks in the house?
Don't be putting drugs in my mouth or my lungs or anything. I don't do anything that's illegal. Never one time have I done an illegal thing. I don't even speed.
That lie should
be two truths and a lie. Two truths and a lie. I'm a liar. Wait. Anyways, priming. It's where you show one image to affect the response to another image. The example of that would be, it's you're more likely to recognize the word tasty after an image of a cheeseburger than if they show you like a trash dumpster and then showed you tasty.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, you know, Wendy's commercial, they're like, try the big bacon burger double coronary artery bypass sandwich. And then they're like, tasty. And you're like, oh shit.
That sandwich was tasty as a bitch.
Yeah. But if they're like, check out this garbage pile. Tasty. You're like, why the fuck they put tasty after the dumpster?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that one's kind of light. That seems like just like common sense.
Almost. Right. But it's still a trick.
Yeah, yeah.
The decoy effect.
Ooh.
I like this one.
This is where you have your brother tag him in when you're hitting it from behind.
You tag your twin brother in when you're tired. She thinks you can go full nonstop because you just like shoot and keep going somehow.
I'm just like fucking her from behind. I tag you in. You fucking...
Yeah, right. What's that called?
A sexual assault? Yes, it's called sexual assault,
there's
Jonas.
There's a joke, one of those joke sex things that's like called that, the phantom something.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we'll look it up.
Yeah, not like literally assaulting anyone. I would never do that. Decoy effect. They add an additional price option to make it seem like you're getting a deal, although you're really spending more money than you need to. The example for this was a subscription to like a newspaper. So basically, the way it worked out is this company, they had 3 price options. The first one was you could get an online-only subscription for $60. Seems reasonable, I guess. Not really.
News is free.
Yeah, right? No shit. Then you could get the newspaper version only for $125.
Damn.
Nobody's reading the fucking newspaper.
No.
Well, this is a little old, so I mean, we gotta like... Anyways, or then the third option was you could get the online subscription and the physical paper option for $125.
Well, that's just a better deal, Jonas.
Right.
Because I obviously need both.
Right, and that's what people think. So they said basically what happened was when they had this special up, more people signed up for the paper and online together than anything else because they felt like they were getting more for their money.
You can get your news anywhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, online you can get it anywhere. You don't need a physical paper. Right. Anyways, but what happened was they did a test, and once they took off the option of the combo paper and online for the same price as paper, everyone went online only. So it was like because they had – you could do the combo. They're like, oh, I can get 2 subscriptions for less than what it would be for – you know. So people are stupid. But that happens all the time, dude. It'll be like – I mean it works because I have to say like you'll go in and be like, oh, I need like 1 box of tacos. Oh, excuse me.
But there'll be 2 for $4.
Right. 1 box is –
like fucking
– well, 1 box is $2 and you can get 2 for $3. And you're like, oh, well, I don't need 2 boxes, but I'll buy 2 because they're on sale. I'll need them eventually.
Damn, that shit works on me sometimes.
Well, right, it does because you get this. If you know you're gonna need the second one later, and you can get it for half price now, it just makes sense to buy it. But then what happens is you buy it and it goes bad, or you know, if you're doing that with perishable items, it's not very good. But if you're doing that with like. Taco shells or cans of corn or something. You never see the cans of corn on sale. Buy 2, get 1 free. Buy one for 60 cents, get two for 99.
Crazy Town Podcast for your hot grocery tips.
That's exactly
that's what we, that's we're what we changing, bring.
Surprise, spoiler alert, we're changing into a grocery blog after this episode.
Oh, we could do it. We could do that shit. Why not?
Do a grocery blog?
Yeah, let's do one on the site.
A grocery blog? Yeah. Look for the Crazy Town grocery blog at crazytown.com coming next month. Not really. That's a joke. It's not. Oh, it's April. Ha ha. April Fool's in the middle of April.
Is this coming out on April Fool's?
No, this is coming out.
Oh, wait. It's already past April.
Yeah, it's already past April Fool's.
Like the fucking. What is today? I don't know.
We're recording this in April, but it's going to come out in May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Hey, April Fool's. Ha ha. Get it?
Yep.
It's late. Ha ha. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
There's a backlog.
Yeah, go back, everyone. Check it out. The next one. The Illusion of Scarcity. Only six left at this price.
Get them while they last.
And meanwhile, they have a whole stock in the back. You know what I mean? Like, so you make them think that you have none left, and then people are going to buy it because they're like, oh my God, I don't want to miss out on this great sale. Oh my God, I need 22 new pairs of underwear, Mom. You know?
I could probably use 22 new pairs of underwear.
Wow, why don't you go buy some drawers,
man? I have not bought underwear. How often do you buy underwear?
Not super often.
Yeah.
And not super
it's probably
often.
Been about 3 to 4 years for me. Is that bad? Why'd you wow that? Is that bad?
Wow. Is that bad? I mean, you wash them, so I guess there's not.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're intact, man.
Yeah, they don't, like. Yeah, I got some cotton boxers, so, like, they don't really tear. They don't. I mean, they don't break down.
You're cotton
not...
boy. See, yeah. I'm polyester or cotton. I have a few cotton.
Yeah, but if you go that route, they don't really break down. They don't have like those. Like if you go the ones that aren't cotton, they're more not rough, but they can tear. They do things. But the cotton ones, they stretch. Those
exactly.
fuckers. Those
and you wipe your ass like an adult man.
Yeah,
I'm sure. So
with the underwear, right? You just use the underwear to wipe it, right? That's what you mean.
So what you do? You just sit down and you just pull the underwear up, wipe your ass.
Oh and... yeah, you stand up, pull them in between your cheeks, and push them out. Right? That's what you do.
We call that the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Is that what that is? Where you use your ass to wipe your shorts?
Yeah.
Your shorts to wipe your ass?
I don't know if that's what it's called, but it could be.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty gross, though. Right. Thank you for that.
But that's the illusion of scarcity.
Yeah.
I would say you're probably due for at least one pack of underwear. Like, you can buy one pack of five, right? Mix them into the rotation. Throw
mix
away the
them into the roll. That's how they do it too. You got to mix them in.
Yeah, you just mix them in the rotation.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I'm kind of used to ones.
Well, they
I
are
have.
Restrictive and binding, and then before you know it, they become a part of you. That's a Wayne's World reference right there, folks.
I've never seen that movie.
Have you really not?
I have seen.
Okay. Well, of all the movies that you haven't seen, I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't seen Wayne's World.
That's Party Time. Excellent.
It is. You know, I love that
Wild
movie.
Stallions.
That's a different movie.
Okay, well.
They're coming out with a third one of that, too.
Are they?
Yeah. Keanu signed on and Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Both That's of them. Pretty awesome. Making, but they're like grown now.
Yeah,
like
I
old.
Imagine.
Obviously,
you're older.
Keanu Reeves is like 50. But
damn, he is like 50.
Yeah, he is.
Still,
all right.
Still pretty hot, too.
This next one is Loss Aversion.
Oh, yep.
It says people are more likely to act when they have something to lose as opposed to gaining the same thing. That's why companies offer free trials so customers will want to keep subscribing after the trial period is over because you don't want to give up what you have. Like, oh, I have Netflix now. It's free. I could just get a new email address and get a new free account. But, I mean, who would ever sign up for another free email on one of 1,000 free email providers and get unlimited Netflix subscriptions when I can just pay for it?
Is that what you do?
No, I don't.
Jesus, man. You sound like you had that mastermind out.
No, I don't. But I actually
– criminal intent in you today.
No.
Man.
I'm like plotting and planning. Jeez. No, man, I don't do that. I have Netflix, but it's
wow.
I do a little share and swap, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You're allowed to have numerous users on Netflix, man. You know?
I cannot,
if anybody out there's got a cable login for Jonas.
I cannot co-sign for this.
I need the ESPN app if y'all want Spotify. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, fuck that. No more PC Dynamite. Get your coin, King.
Get your coin, King. Come on, Bowser. Get this Mario shit up.
Get your coin.
Wow. Coin King. I like it. Reciprocity.
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 Yep.
Which is basically... if someone does something for you,
we do something for them.
You are more likely to want to do something for them. The example for this said that in a study, they found that if a waiter brings you out a mint with your check,
more
the tip. The tip on average is 3% higher than it would be if you brought no mint. It says in the same study, if he brought two mints, the tip was 20% higher than it was than it would originally been. So all you waiters and waitresses out there, two mints.
Anybody in food service, man.
With every check.
Invest in a bag of Starlights.
Yeah, dude. I mean, but seriously, buy your own if the restaurant doesn't give them. Because you buy a $2 bag of Starlights and you get 20% more tips. I mean, you're going to get like, that's going to, was there 100 in a bag probably? Yeah. If not more? That's 50 tables, 20%.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, if a restaurant leaves me one of those fucking Andes.
Oh, the Andes, dude.
That's definite tip.
You get chocolate, not just a cheap Starlight. God, those are the best, you ever get the Starlights that are spearmint? Blows my mind.
The green ones?
Yeah, boy. I don't like peppermint that much.
I don't really care for either one.
I'm not a peppermint guy, but like candy canes and all that shit. Mm. Spearmint candies? Rocks.
Do you prefer the mints that are like that melt?
No, those fucking things are weird. Oh my God, they're like the devil's playground, man. Oh my Jesus. Playground. It's like you put it in your mouth and it just like...
It starts melting and dissolving.
It's like butter.
And then it turns into like this honeycomb kind of like texture.
It's like a froth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all frothy in your mouth.
It makes its own sauce in your mouth. It makes its own gravy.
Ooh, it's a mint sauce for your viewing pleasure. Oh, God. Dude, they're like, it reminds me of like, I don't even know what it would be, but it's just like, if you bite it, it's like chalk. But like, if you suck on it, it just like, it like congeals into like a...
Shit is fucking gross.
If you guys like those, send us a picture with you drooling it out of your mouth.
What?
I don't know.
We are totally going to get porno pictures now.
It's just like someone's like, oh, it pouring out of places. I know where I can stick those in.
Don't send us anything.
Wow.
Donations.
Send us a big bag of those melt in your mouth mints. What are they? Are they Brock's? Are they the ones that make them?
I don't know, dude. Sweet.
You know what I do like? Chocolate covered raisins.
Okay, well,
they're fucking good.
You're allowed to be wrong.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What's your favorite candy?
Reese's Cups, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like a very low key thing to say.
What is low tea about or delicious?
What's low tea about delicious? They had the girl who played Wonder Woman in the movie.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, that girl. They had her on like Conan or Jimmy Kimmel or something, and she ate the first Reese cup she'd ever eaten in her life.
Yeah,
and she looked stupid while she ate it
because it was fucking amazing.
She's like, "What is this? I'm not from America."
Oh man, that changed her life. Man.
One time, I saw on Reddit somebody posted, you know, like in all of our stores, they have like the Mexican aisle and the Asian aisle, or not aisle, but sections of the store that have like those ethnic foods for those different. What?
Nothing. I don't know. In my head, I have this picture like an aisle that only Mexicans can go down.
There's like a guard at the end of it. Like, he's like, let like, me check your blood.
Just like extreme segregation. I don't know.
Excuse me, sir. You don't look Mexican enough to go down this aisle.
You know, you go to the bank and they have the Mexican aisle and the Asian aisle.
But somebody took a picture. I think it was a store in Finland. They took a picture of like the American section. And it was all like Nutella and Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts and fucking Cadbury eggs and like barbecue sauce. It was like, it was nothing that like we really would eat. Like it was all like those tubes of sugar goo and like all like the flavored like syrup, like all that candy shit the kids eat. And that was like the whole section. And it was like, and like all the comments were funny because people were like, oh my God, they make Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts. Where did I get those? Fucking. But it was like the most, I was like.
That doesn't really surprise me, honestly. I feel like the fucking Asian section at fucking most grocery stores are pretty like fucking like Asian people don't eat this shit.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Pocky is fucking delicious.
Or those little sticks with the chocolate or whatever on the end, or the white chocolate or the strawberry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or those little koalas with the fucking chocolate in the center. You ever have them?
I have not.
They're, they used to sell them in America. They were, what were they called? They came in like a little, the same kind of box. It's like an octagonal shaped box that's like maybe 4 inches tall.
Oh, Toblerone.
Yeah, but they, no, not Toblerones. The people were pissed because they reshaped Toblerones. Did you see that online when that blew up? It was like a year ago. They used to be a certain shape and size, and they changed it, and the internet like had a fucking heart attack.
Made them smaller.
People love that shit. Anyways, but they were called koala something, but they're like little, almost kind of like a graham crackerish type thing, but it's they're like a 3D koala bear, and the inside of them is stuffed with chocolate. Mm. So it's like a cookie coated chocolate, but it's shaped like a koala bear. They're actually fucking tremendously good. I'm not a huge candy guy, but anyways.
So what was that one?
What was what?
That was reciprocity?
That was reciprocity. Okay. How we got chocolate covered koalas, I don't know. Social proof.
Sounds good, though. I like
koala. Right, yeah.
Koalas sound delicious.
Oh, dude, I would love to eat a koala. I mean, oh, wait. I mean chocolate koala candy.
No, dude. That's, no, it's
I wonder
fine.
If people eat koala.
I'm sure is it probably happened. No. It's an animal, dude. You can eat any animal.
I thought they're endangered.
You can eat any animal. If you want to eat a dog, go ahead and eat
can't
it.
Can't eat a bald eagle. That's illegal. Dude, did you see a bald eagle landed on a baseball player's head during the national anthem?
No, but that's amazing.
That's pretty fucking sweet. Talk about majestic as fuck, yeah, right? He's like, ca-ca! He just,
that's America.
At a baseball game, he comes and lands on the fucking catcher's head while he's catching the...
Rips the MAGA hat off of his head.
He rips... finds a field mouse in the outfield. He's like, ca-ca! Fucking gets him. Social proof is the next one.
Social proof.
Social proof.
Okay.
People want to do something because other people do it. So basically, the bandwagon approach, the whatever. It's example is like laugh tracks on a sitcom, because when you hear the laughing in the background, it makes you want to laugh because everyone else is laughing. But an example of this would be like, you know, like, oh, there's a bunch of people having a fun time smoking Newports and drinking Coca-Cola. I want to smoke Newports. I want to drink Coca-Cola.
Dude.
They look like they're having fun.
That's so true.
It is. They look like they're having fun smoking all those Newport cigarettes.
But, like, again, once again, that one's kind of just, like, common sense. You don't want to have a commercial where it's, like, some guy, like, sitting depressed in his room, hiding the cigarette smoke from his wife. She's like, what are you doing in there? And he's, like, waving the smoke out of it, like, this fucking bitch.
At the end, he kills himself. He's like,
grabs the Osium, starts spraying the room. I'm coming.
Newport.
Exactly. Newport.
Hide in the room like everyone else. Yeah, it's like fucking, he's like eating Doritos under the blanket, like fucking being shamed. She's like, are you eating Doritos again? No, ma'am, I'm not eating
Doritos. I want you to go to the gym for an extra hour tomorrow. Like,
yeah, the shame.
Yes, dear. Doritos.
They're all in there. That would be so awesome if that's how commercials work.
So, yeah, you want to show people enjoying life and shit. That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
It's just like common sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, this is the seventh one. Anchoring.
Ooh.
It's you make decisions based off the first piece of information that you get. So basically what this is an example, is when you're out, you would maybe pay $50 for a shirt if it was marked down from $100, even if you normally wouldn't pay $50 for a shirt, because it's like perceived value based.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when you go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx, you're all like, oh shit, this shirt used to be $60 and now it's only $15.99. That's a good deal. And it's Tommy or fucking Polo or Ralph Lauren or
Tommy.
I love throwing off the old shit for you,
Tommy.
Dude.
Tommy.
Does anyone wear Tommy anymore?
No. Unless it's ironic. Ironically, I have seen Tommy out.
Some people wear it.
No.
Like, legit. They're like, oh my God, Tommy's my favorite brand, bro.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Give me some Tommy.
It's in Macy's, so somebody's fucking buying the shit.
Oh, wow. Jesus. They have all those old brands. Like, it's so funny how, like, the brands start somewhere, then they become pop culture, and then they go out of style, and then they just, everyone starts buying them. Like, now, like, for example, brands like Airwalker at Payless, Echo and Zoo Yorker at fucking JCPenney, like, just they're 2 for $20 t-shirts. You know what I mean? Like,
what
like
happens, man?
Tommy, FUBU, all those things. They're now at like Kohl's and Macy's, and people just buy them because now they're just
style and fashion are fleeting, man.
But they have brand power, so people who don't care about what they wear will buy it because it's on sale or because it looks cool or whatever, and they're just like, fuck it.
I think it's hard for, like, clothing brands to, like, stay relevant. Like, you know, like, the super, super expensive ones, the Gucci's, the fuck. And Supreme is, like, one of the new hot urban, like, branding. But eventually, like, their shirts right now going for like $400. Not
right.
Even $400 for a t-shirt.
Right. Give it 3 years.
$1,500.
And they'll be in Marshalls. They'll be fucking hanging out. Supreme will be just a brand that's around.
It happened to True Religion. That was another, like, really good brand they've been following lately. So, yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, even, like I just mentioned, even a brand like Echo, when that first came out, their shit was fucking super expensive, too, back in the day. Yeah. It was like $50, $70 for a t-shirt.
And that was fucking back then.
Yeah, I mean, it's
this is more expensive.
Yeah,
now,
exactly. So. All right, next one: the Bader Meinhof phenomenon.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's B-A-A-D-E-R hyphen M-E-I-N-H-O-F. So Bader Meinhof phenomenon.
It sounded like you just said profanity in German.
I did. Yeah, Sieg Heil.
Bader Meinhof.
That's exactly what I said. Actually, I'm glad that you cleared it up for me. It's basically the frequency of illusion is what this comes down to. It's where you start, where you see something somewhere, then all of a sudden you see it everywhere. The example that popped in my head is when you get a new car.
Yeah.
Because like you're like, oh, I've never seen this before. Then you get one and everywhere you go, you see those cars. It's like it basically what it says to it, it comes down to two things. When you first come across a new word, thing, or idea, you unconsciously start noticing it because of something called selective attention. Then each time you see it, it's additional proof that it's everywhere. It's a phenomenon known as confirmation bias.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's basically like Common and Dwayne Rock Johnson, how like they're fucking everywhere. And then, like, every fucking movie, and I'm like, dude.
Right.
He's taking over the world.
Well, and it's true because, like, you hear a word that you've never heard before. Like, whatever, you know, and you hear something, you're like, fuck, what the fuck is that word? Then all of a sudden, you just hear it.
Yeah.
For an example, this was years ago. I remember the first time I ever heard the word werewolf. And I was just like, werewolf? I was like, is that a fucking word?
Yeah.
And whoever I was with was like, yeah, dude, it's a fucking word. I've used it all the time. And I was like, oh, that's fucking weird, whatever. Then, like, I hear the fucking word. People use that word all the fucking time. And I'm like,
I've used it.
Yeah, I mean, this is like 10, 15 years ago. You know what I mean? But, like, that was the one that sticks out to me. Because then after I heard someone use it, I fucking heard it everywhere.
I just had a similar thing with fucking vehemently.
Oh, yeah, you use that as one of our words for the...
I was like, this is fucking happening all the time. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So, it's like it's more current in your brain, so it's more... It's like floating on the top of the water, so it...
So, how would a business utilize that? What would they do? You say, like, a car, but...
That's like when you buy the car, though. But it's like...
Okay. But if you start advertising
a new product, the more you get it out there in people's minds, the more they think they see it everywhere. It's all an illusion. It's not true. Yeah. It's just that it's new in their head. They've never heard of it before. Then they start seeing it at Walmart, and they see it at fucking Target, and they hear people talking about it.
I want my baby back.
Right. You know, things like that, you know? Have you guys heard the new Chili's jingle? It's really hot.
Nobody's saying that. The guy that says that to you, you can shoot him. The
things that no one has ever said. Have you heard that new Chili's jingle? It's really fucking hot. All right, here's the last one. The power of anecdote. Basically, it's testimonials.
Yeah.
People telling their story, making the product more appealing. If you get Dwayne The Rock Johnson out there going, God, I love Cheerios.
See, he's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
You're even saying it
now. I am becoming The Rock.
That will never happen.
I couldn't become The Rock. He doesn't have enough charisma. Oh. Yeah, because you know he lacks charisma. If there's one thing, the Rock Johnson.
The Rock Lock.
The Rock Lock. Rock Block. The Rock Block Johnson says.
What's the thing? What is it?
It's power of anecdote.
Okay. What is that? How would they use it?
Testimonials. People tell their story to make it seem more appealing. So they have people be like, oh, before I used Acne brand face wash, my life was a giant pimple. Now I'm so clear you could eat off my face. You know, I've never had my toilet so clean, but then I bought Ajax Power Blowing Ass Wash, and before you know it, I was eating my spaghetti out of the toilet.
That's like the commercials where the lady gets up there and she's not an actor. I'm not an actor.
And at the bottom it says paid actress.
She's not an actor. We didn't pay her for acting.
I like the one that's like for the rehab clinic, and there's that guy who's obviously
what?
He's obviously not a doctor, and he has on like a scrubs and a stethoscope around his neck, and in the bottom it says paid actor, and he's like, come to the such and such rehabilitation clinic.
I've never seen this commercial.
Dude, I'll have to show it to you.
Is this an Austin thing?
No. I think it's like a national
was it a meme?
No.
It was not a meme.
It's not a meme, dude. Oh, okay. I saw it on the TV or something. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I'm making it up.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you know, I tend to tell the truth constantly. You ready?
For what?
That was it. That was on the
what am I ready for if that was it?
You ready to wrap up the segment?
Oh, we're wrapping it up.
The segment. We got one more
story.
You're
like, hey, are you ready? That's it.
We got one more story in the outro.
Okay, what's the other story? What's the next one?
I didn't even tease this one in the opening.
It's not People at Sea.
No. Aww. People at Sea was the White Horse, man, or the White Lobster.
Nobody was at sea.
Yeah, the drug dealers were at sea. Ah, get it? I fed that
dude,
one.
That was so sneaky. It was like the double sneak.
It was like the hook, line, and sinker, dude.
Holy shit. Yeah. You picked and rolled and then rolled and picked.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I'm like Dr. Apagopoulos. I don't even know what that means, but that's who I am.
Basically.
All right. We will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Back on the Crazy Town Podcast, TNT and Jonas.
Yep.
You're here too?
I am.
All right. You ready to wrap this shit up there, guy?
Are you ready to rock?
The battle's about to rock.
Yeah. Dude, we should do a classic rock episode.
Where we fucking talk like Winger?
No, where we just like discuss some classic rock and stuff.
Oh. Can we do that? Are we going to get content ID matched?
I mean, we're not going to play any of the music.
Oh, we're just going to talk about AC/DC for like 20 minutes?
Yeah, we could do like some Tales from the Reznor Pit.
How many Reznor Pit tales do you have?
I don't know. I'm sure Reznor has some tales.
Oh, I camped out.
Let's get Reznor on the show.
Dude, he has too much going on. He like does all the music for stuff now. He did like all the music for like Disney on Ice or something.
You should reach out to Trent Reznor.
Okay.
I want him to curse us out.
I want to reach out to the guy who's now a sex guru, Barney, and Trent Reznor, both of them.
Basically the same caliber anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
TNT.
What happened?
Let me tell you about something. This is weird. I mean, not like everything.
Dude,
like
if you come out to me on this podcast, I swear to God.
I really need to know. I really need to know something. It's very, very, my heart is uneasy about my, anyways.
Uh-huh.
Tempelwo, Poland.
Okay, you want to say that again?
Tempelwo.
Tempelwo.
Poland.
Okay.
The country, Poland.
Wo-Vicky.
Wo-Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have stumbled across one of the most bizarre ant colonies that has ever been witnessed. This in Poland, there was a nuclear bunker that was built during the Cold War to store nuclear weapons. Obviously, no longer used. It's abandoned.
But did it still have like nuclear shit in it?
No. Oh. It's all been wiped out. It's all empty now. All
right, cool.
It was built completely underground, and then they put like trees and dirt and stuff. Dirt on top of it. Trees were planted on it.
Word.
To cover it. So a giant colony of wood ants settled into the dirt above the bunker.
Okay.
And they built a giant nest. But what happens was they built this nest over a ventilation pipe for this bunker. So once the vent rusted and broke away on the surface, every year when the colony expands, thousands of ants fall down the ventilation pipe into this sealed-off nuclear bunker, and they can't escape. And it's like underground. It's like 50 degrees. It's completely dark.
There's no real place for them to find food.
Right. So basically, they fall down there. And what happened was the reason they came across it is researchers knew that there was bats living in this bunker because it's underground. It's dark. It's like a cave, essentially.
What?
There was bats living in it.
Shut up.
So they weren't supposed to go in, but they found a way in. They broke into the bunker, essentially.
Yo, this is about to be awesome.
And they found
I can already feel it. The awesomeness.
And they were all dead. No, I don't bring on stories that are fucking lame. So when they broke in – they stumbled across the ant colony.
Yeah.
It said there was close to 1 million ants in this bunker. It said that they, you know, the ants, they make, they made a makeshift nest out of like debris, the little bit of debris they found in this bunker, dirt and whatever.
Yeah.
And that they had piled up all the dead ant bodies into like an ant graveyard. And basically, they said it was probably estimated about 2 million ants in this ant graveyard, and some of the areas of it were over centimeters thick, where they have just stacked dead ants on top of each other. So what I assumed was that it kind of was partially the nest, is they kind of made the nest out of dead ants as well, because there was very little stuff that they could make a nest with.
And like my first instinct was to ask, I wonder why they did that, Jonas. Did the article say why they did that? No. And I'm like, it's fucking ants.
Yeah, it's ants, yeah. But so it said, yeah, it said the weird part about this colony,
yeah,
there's no queen, there's no male ants, there's no larva, there's no anything.
So how do they reproduce?
It's all female workers, there's no queen, because every year more ants keep falling down the hole.
Oh.
So basically, like, since this ventilation shaft is built under their nest, every year, thousands of ants fall into this hole. All these female worker ants fall in. There's no one to do anything, and they're all in like almost in starvation mode, and they all just work all the time, and there's no any way for them to reproduce or whatever. What it said was, if a queen happened to fall down the hole, they probably would adopt the queen and start breeding. Yeah, but there's not enough food. They don't know what these ants eat. They've researched these ants. They have no idea what these ants are eating. They have a couple theories. They're either cannibals. They're eating all the dead bodies.
That's what I was thinking.
They said in the ant graveyard, they took a sample of the ant graveyard, like a 1x1 square of it to sample it. It has a little ecosystem. There's like some invertebrates and things like that that are living within all the dead ant bodies from So they said maybe they're eating them, but all of that seems unlikely because ants normally don't turn cannibalistic.
Oh, see, and I honestly, when I said I thought it was going to get awesome, I thought you were going to say these ants had learned to like fucking attack bats.
Oh,
you said the bat thing. I was like,
we can make these up,
are
right?
Fucking attacking bats.
They're riding the bats around. They have saddles.
See, now it's awesome.
There's like 20 ants per bat. They're having jousting wars.
Hell yeah,
that would be awesome. This is all fake news.
Fucking
now.
Laser bats.
Yeah, they have laser guns. Somehow they made laser guns.
Fucking like Luke Skywalker.
They got the
on
Professor
a Death Star.
Marianne bats down there.
Professor and Marianne.
So, but basically, they really don't know. They think that they may be eating bat shit. There may be microbes forming on the bat shit, but they tested all this. They literally says that the scientists have no clue what these ants are eating. But from the amount of ants that are dead, they think this colony has been going on for years and years. But every year, they just get replenished with more assholes falling down a thing. And the ventilation shaft. But what they said was, in all realisticness, ants can scale walls and stuff.
That's
what
I was thinking.
But
like,
it's
how could
so dark, they can't
figure it out.
They can't figure out they could crawl up the shaft to get back to their nest because it's complete darkness in this nuclear bunker. There's no light. Even the vent is covered by a giant anthill, so there's no light even coming in through
the
vent.
How do they even know how to stack the ants? I mean, I know ants use like trails and chemtrails to kind of like follow each other.
It's almost like they retrace their steps, basically. Yeah. You know, they walk 1,000 steps this way, they walk back 1,000 steps. That's like they say if you take like an ant nest, if it's like if you can move it and shift it like over, the ants will never find it again because they use like how they know how far they've walked. And when they walk back and if it's gone, they're like, oh God, I guess I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, but they said it continues to grow, but they feel that if it did grow any bigger, there's no food source, so it basically is probably about as big as it's ever going to be, but they just are in a state of starvation constantly, but they've never seen an ant colony that has no queen.
No, that's a fucked up way to go.
You just, like, walk indefinitely and stack dead ants until you starve to death?
Like, this thing, if you just, like, fell down a hole, and it was just, like, dark, and there was a bunch of guys down there, and they're like, yeah, we've been here for a while, I'm pretty much stuck here. Till you die.
Let's just start stacking dead bodies. That's it.
I mean, essentially, you gotta move the dead bodies. You can't bury them.
Wow.
So, yeah, you just gotta
stack them. That was like, what if, like, the Earth is a human anthill?
Dude, where are the dead bodies?
We're alive.
Okay, then we have to. We're stacking the dead bodies.
We're burying them.
Yeah. I don't get the dike. I don't get how they're the same then. I don't get it.
What if we were like living in a barren wasteland?
Okay, so what's the next one?
I don't know. But all right, that's the last story I got for this episode. Yeah, that's it, man. We covered a lot. What did we cover today? White lobsters?
Dude, no.
We covered...
No.
It
started out with pirates, and then it went to white lobsters, which I thought was going to be something delicious.
No, we started out with Fred Rogers. Then we went to white lobsters.
The white lobsters was fucking pirates, people at sea. Then it was delicious fucking delicacies, and then it was Coke.
Wow.
That was like three stories in one.
Wow. I really tricked you.
That's the value we give you here.
Yeah, it's a value. Then we talked about Chinese fraud on dating sites. Psychology tips that you can now beat the advertisers.
Look at that value we bring
you.
And
then we talked about nuclear ants.
Look at that. And you can lose all of this if you don't subscribe to the Crazy Town podcast.
Maybe the ants ate old nuclear material they found.
See?
And now they're glowing.
But that didn't happen.
They aren't glowing.
And they're not
riding bats. God damn it.
Doing anything.
All right, TNT. That is all the time that we have for today's episode. Everybody, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, you're a true Crazy Town fan. And reach out and let me know you heard this. And tell me the word testicles. And if you do, I'll reply back and say you're awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that value.
Aww. And tell them about the Crazy Town podcast. Tell them, you know what? I want them to use that phone line. Not only if they're drunk, but if they have something they want to say.
Oh, we haven't talked about that for a while.
If they want to talk to us. Yeah, we still have
512
it.
512-TAX-1-NIP, y'all.
TAX-1-NIP. If you have a problem, if you just want to get something off your chest, call that line.
Yeah.
Tell me why you're pissed off. Tell me why you're happy.
Tell me why your boss is a bitch.
Yeah.
Why he's a prick.
Tell me why you love Trump. Tell me why you hate him.
Don't call and say that he's touching you inappropriately. You should call the authorities for that one. Do not report rapes, murders, or fraud on the Crazy Town hotline.
Actually, I'm kind of cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
We have to leave a disclaimer. If this is an emergency, hang up and call 911. He's like, I'm getting sexually assaulted right now. Like you should have called the police, not us.
We're not hopping in the fucking Crazy Town mobile.
Yeah, Crazy Town mobile. I like that. All right, you want to go ahead and pimp your Twitter?
Yeah, absolutely. TNT Dynamite here. I'm on Twitter. That's TWITTTR. You can subscribe to me there. I don't do much there because I don't get how to use Twitter, but Jonas will tell you where you can subscribe to get all sorts of Crazy Town information.
Oh, will I? Well, first off, we have a YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media.
Hell yeah,
we do. Has gaming videos, has all the podcasts.
Hell
on there.
Yeah. Hell
listen
yeah.
to it so we get enough views to make money.
I don't know why people don't want to make us millionaires.
I don't know. I want to be one. I'll make them a millionaire if I could. If they had a YouTube channel, I'll watch their videos. I'll hit play. I'll let them run.
Yep.
I'll watch them all. Every one. Maybe. Not.
Never.
Never, ever. The cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com, Twitter, @thecrazytownpod, @crazytownmedia. Go on YouTube or on iTunes. Leave us a review. Tell me what you hate about the show. For Jonas and for TNT Dynamite,
we are out.
Over.